Tales of the Atori, Book 3, Brilliance of the Moon, by Leon Hearn. Read for you by Kevin Gray and Aiko Nakasone. Others, too, in far-flung villages will no doubt be gazing at this moon that never asks which watcher claims the night. Loud on the unseen mountain wind, a stag's cry quivers in the heart, and somewhere a twig lets one leaf fall. The Filling Block, Canuta, by Ziami, translated by Royal Tyler. Forward. These events took place in the months following the marriage of Otori Takeo and Shirakawa Kaede at the temple at Terayama. This marriage strengthened Kaede's resolve to inherit the domain of Maruyama and gave Takeo the resources he needed to carry out his work of revenge for his adopted father, Shigeru, and take his place as head of the Otori clan. However, it also enraged Arai Daichi, the warlord who now controlled most of the three countries, and insulted the nobleman, Lord Fujiwara, who considered Kaede betrothed to him. The previous winter, Takeo, under the tribe's sentence of death, had fled to Terayama, where the detailed records of the tribe that Shigeru had compiled were given to him, along with the Otori sword, Jato. On the way, his life was saved by the outcast, Jo-An, one of the forbidden sect, the Hidden, who took him to a mountain shrine to hear the prophetic words of a holy woman. Three bloods are mixed in you. You were born into the Hidden, but your life has been brought into the open and is no longer your own. Earth will deliver what heaven desires. Your lands will stretch from sea to sea, but peace comes at the price of bloodshed. Five battles will buy you peace, four to win, and one to lose.
Chapter 1. The feather lay in my palm. I held it carefully, aware of its age and its fragility. Its whiteness was still translucent, the vermilion tips of the pinions still brilliant. It came from a sacred bird, the Ho-O, Matsudo Shingen, the abbot of the temple at Terayama, told me. It appeared to your adopted father, Shigeru, when he was only 15, younger than you are now. Did he ever tell you this, Takeo? I shook my head. Matsuda and I were standing in his room at one end of the cloister around the main courtyard of the temple. From outside, drowning out the usual sounds of the temple, the chanting and the bells, came the urgent noise of preparations, of many people coming and going. I could hear Kaede, my wife, beyond the gates, talking to Amano Tenzo about the problems of keeping our army fed on the march. We were preparing to travel to Maruyama, the great domain in the west, to which Kaede was the rightful heir, to claim it in her name, to fight for it if necessary. Since the end of winter, warriors had been making their way to Terayama to join me, and now I had close to 1,000 men, billeted in the temple and in the surrounding villages, not counting the local farmers who also strongly supported my cause. Amano was from Shirakawa, my wife's ancestral home, and the most trusted of her retainers, a great horseman and good with all animals. In the days that followed our marriage, Kaede and her woman, Manami, had shown considerable skill in handling and distributing food and equipment. They discussed everything with Amano and had him deliver their decisions to the men. That morning he was enumerating the ox carts and pack horses we had at our disposal. I tried to stop listening, to concentrate on what Matsuda was telling me, but I was restless, eager to get moving. "Be patient," Matsuda said mildly. "This will only take a minute. What do you know about the Ho-O?" I reluctantly pulled my attention back to the feather in my palm and tried to recall what my former teacher, Ichiro, had taught me when I had been living in Lord Shigeru's house in Hagi. "It is the sacred bird of legend that appears in times of justice and peace, and it is written with the same character as the name of my clan, Otori."
"Correct,"
Matsuda said, smiling. "It does not often appear,